Good morning. This is Right Here, Right Now, brought to you by Right Choice Services. Right Choice Services develops individualized programs to help clients find that book inside of them that they've always wanted to write. I'm Vanessa Lowry, your host for today's show. On Right Here, Right Now, we interview business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals about their work and the writing they engage in as part of their work. Dr. Tim Morrison, our regular host, is graciously letting me fill the hosting seat today while he's out networking and helping clients. I'm joined in the studio with Kevin Finn. Good morning, Kevin.
Good morning, Vanessa. It's a pleasure to have you in here.
I know. I get to see you for my Art is Worship show.
That's
but
twice.
It's fun to have you here as part of Right Here, Right Now as well. You're going to be co-hosting and producing for us today.
I will be co-hosting and producing. Yes, I will.
So thank you for being here today and
no problem.
Keeping us on track.
All right. It looks like you brought some really cool guests today.
I have some great guests today, and it's really going to be fun. Our topic today is going to be publishing to expand speaking opportunities, which I think a lot of our listeners are interested in that topic.
Yeah, that's the purpose of a lot of business books.
So. Exactly, exactly. And our guests today are Kelly Powley and Wendy Ellen. Kelly is a speaker's agent, and she introduced me to Wendy, who has just published her first book, Enough is Enough, Get Control of Your Stuff. So I'm excited to have both of them here today. There's a statistic that the national chapter of the National Speakers Association released last year that 55% of their members are authors, and more than half of those earn $5,000 an engagement, $5,000 for a full day engagement. So I'm looking forward to talking to both Kelly and Wendy about how publishing affects speaking engagements, and particularly how it can help facilitate some paid speaking engagements. So we're going to talk to Kelly, and then we're going to get to Wendy, and then we'll open the mics for everybody. So Kelly's the founder of Speaking Simplified.
Yes.
She specializes in promoting speakers for events, conferences, and other engagements. Welcome, Kelly.
Thank you very much. Thanks for having me here.
Oh, it's great to have you here with us today.
Yeah.
Can you tell me about Speaking Simplified and what it is that you do?
What I do is I work with speakers to book them speaking engagements. A lot of speakers, as much as they like to stand in front of an audience and don't mind talking in front of, you know, hundreds of people or thousands of people, they don't like pitching themselves for engagements. It's something that's not comfortable for them. And it gives them a little more clout if you sometimes have somebody calling saying, I'm a speaker's agent, I represent Wendy Ellen and she's really great, rather than them calling saying, hey, I'm really great, you need to book me for your next event.
Right.
And there's a lot of legwork involved. You know, somebody like Wendy has a consulting business that she's running. She just wrote a book, so she was busy doing that. And they don't have a lot of time to do the background legwork that it takes. You have to go to an association's website and see when the conferences are coming up. You have to get in touch with program chairs, and you have to develop a relationship with them. It's not a one phone call or a one email. You know, it's a series of those things to get to know them and find out what exactly they're looking for. And if you know Wendy or the speaker that I'm pitching to them, if they fit into the professional development track that they have at their conference, because generally it's professional development type speakers that I work with, motivational, somebody like Wendy who's increases productivity and organization. So it's just filling a need, and the speaker gets to be able to do their other stuff while I am finding speaking engagements for them.
Well, and I'm a big believer in people doing the things that are their mm-hmm. strengths, because they can do those the most easily and
exactly.
they're the most fun for them. So that allows
right.
you to step in and do the things that are your strength
exactly.
as well, that may not be something that they even particularly enjoy doing.
Right. And most of them don't. Most of them don't enjoy doing it at all. And they're happy to have somebody else, you know, calling on their behalf.
So can you describe, you know, the types of clients that you work that come to you that want to work with you?
All different. I mean, you know, like I said, Wendy, we know Wendy's a productivity consultant and expert. Like I said, I have motivational speakers who I work with. I have someone in the IT industry that I'm working with now. I had a couple of people that are in social media, mobile marketing, so all different industries. They all need help. You know, they're all looking for speaking engagements.
Well, and I know that some of your clients actually come to you because they're looking for speaking engagements more as a marketing tool for their business. So they're looking for engagements that are not paid engagements. And then there's also, you've got clients that are looking to step it up and become paid. So what would be some advantages for a company to use speaking as a marketing tool for their business?
Well, it gets you in the door. I mean, a lot of speaking engagements, there's a ton of them that are unpaid speaking engagements. And if you get into the door of a big company, like IBM, like NCR, those are local companies here, you know, Home Depot or Kimberly-Clark, and you do a free event for them, it opens the door to do other things down the road where you'll get paid. And it just introduces you to that audience. Maybe you're speaking to a women's group, a women's affinity group at one of those companies, and somebody from HR is there. And they really like you, and they say, hey, you know what, we're having an event later on this year, you know, an annual event, and maybe, you know, you would like you to come speak at that event, and we'll get you, you know, paid for that one rather than doing it for free. So it's it is definitely a good marketing tool. And it doesn't, you know, it other than your time, other than a speaker's time, which, you know, I mean, there is a cost to that. But if it's something locally in the area, it's a really good idea to go and do those things.
Well, and I know there's a lot of groups like Kiwanis groups and
Rotary clubs
that have every week.
Every week,
speakers.
They're always looking for people.
So and one of the advantages I would think to working with you is you've already got those contacts and can always plug people into those slots.
Yeah, the Rotary people know me really well. I've booked a lot of people with Rotary clubs and that's done really well. I mean, a couple of them have gained new clients because of that.
Well, and a lot of Rotary clubs have members that work for big corporations that are in a position to recommend a speaker for a paid position.
Exactly.
Or a paid engagement.
Uh-huh. They're always looking for. And, you know, it's a good way. It's another networking tool.
So what are some of the basic things that any speaker needs to have? If they want to do speaking either unpaid or paid, what kind of things do they need to have?
They have to have a website. It doesn't have to be fancy. It doesn't have to be, you know, over the top. They have to have a website. They have to have video of them speaking at an event that meeting planners and conference planners can look at and see what their style is, you know, see how they are in front of an audience. They need to have a speaker one sheet, which is basically just a bio of them and maybe some topics that they speak on, testimonials from past attendees. They need to have headshots. Just topics and descriptions of what they're going to, you know, the presentations that they give and the key takeaways for the audience. Meeting planners are always looking to see what the attendees are going to get out of it. And is it something, are there tools that they can implement immediately? And like Wendy's situation, she gives people tools that literally you can go and do that day. You know, you can go back to your office and start doing her program immediately and get more organized right away. So, and that's what they're looking for.
Well, and I love that Wendy's always on the lookout for people that she can help. Even as we were walking back here to the studio, she glanced into an office and said, I could really help them. So I love that.
Right.
So with your business, Kelly, I'm curious what kind of writing you typically do engage in for your business. What do you do for clients that's involving writing, either for clients or for yourself?
I help them with their websites. I don't necessarily do all the writing, but I can help people with their websites as far as layout and the kind of content that they need. I can help them to introduce a speaker to a meeting planner, a conference planner. We write what I call a cold email, a cold intro email. Rather than a cold call, it's a cold email. And we craft that email. I usually work with a speaker on that, what that message is going to be, and that it will stand out, you know, because so many people get so many emails every day.
Right.
So it has to be a message that's going to stand out, you know, from all the other things and all the other speakers that they've maybe been, you know, hearing from, because meeting planners and conference planners hear from those people all the time. So it's got to be a message that, you know, that hits home and asks them what they are looking for. Not, hey, I can do this for you, but, you know, Wendy can deliver this for your attendees. You know, they will benefit from having her because of this.
Mm-hmm.
So try to make them more, make it more about them and the attendees rather than, you know, the speaker.
So we talked about, you know, kind of the basic things that any speaker needs. And then you were talking about the cold email, which sounds mm-hmm. like that that's a step up for somebody that's really looking for more paid
right.
engagements. What are some of the other things that's, that a speaker needs to step up if they're going to go after paid engagements? What other kinds of things do they need that they might not need if they were just going to be speaking to the Rotaries and the Kiwanis clubs?
Well, a book helps. a book is definitely, now that self-publishing has become so popular, as you know, it's not an arduous process like it used to be, and dealing with big publishing houses is not necessary anymore. So having a writing a book or, you know, even a small kind of booklet handout that you can almost, not a book that you're going to sell, but do a leave behind almost as a business card, that's a marketing tool that's the marketing tool that speakers can really take advantage of now because it's so much easier than it used to be.
And so when you're working with a conference, a meeting planner or a conference planner, to talk about the types, the clients that you represent and if they might be a good fit, do you send them a copy of your client's book if they have a book, or do you send them a couple of sample chapters, or is it just having that on their bio that's enough of a setting them apart?
Having it on their bio is you know, if it's on their website and they're selling a book on their website, you know, that kind of gives you a step up from everybody else because, you know, having written a book gives you some clout. I mean, it does, you know. So they can – I don't have – there are some speakers who will set a certain amount of books aside that they can they'll send out ahead of time. But a lot of them, if they're not going to get paid for an engagement, they will – the meeting planner will agree to do back-of-the-room sales, which is something that Wendy, you know, has done or is will be doing with her book probably. If you're not getting paid for the engagement, you say, well, the speaker has a book that they've just published. Is it okay if, you know, she sets up a table and sells it at, after the conference? And generally that's perfectly fine. In most cases that's fine because, you know, if you're not getting paid, you've got to get something out of it. And in other cases, maybe you're not getting paid, but the company or the association will buy a copy of the book, maybe at a discounted rate for all of the attendees, so that they all go home with one. And that's a huge marketing tool. And, you know, you're making some money on book sales. And you're leaving something with some, you know, people are going to remember you.
Well, and another thing that some of my clients have done, which we can talk more about this when we're off air, is that they've actually done a slightly customized version of their book.
Yes.
And the meeting planner buys 100 copies or 200 copies
right.
that's got a slight customization with an extra foreword from,
right.
you know, the president of that organization or the CEO of that organization,
right.
which gives is a nice,
it's a nice
combo
yeah.
promotion item.
And there's those the belly bands
the belly
as
bands.
Well that
right.
can be customized, which aren't that not very costly at all, I don't
right.
think.
Right, yeah. right.
So that's another way to personalize it.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Well, Kelly, we're going to talk to Wendy for a little bit,
Absolutely.
And but tell people how they can find you and how they can get in contact with you.
My company, like you mentioned, is Speaking Simplified, and you can email me at kelly@speaking-simplified.com or give me a call. All the information's on my website, speakingsimplified.com.
And they can also Google you, so spell Pally for them. So that
oh.
And spell Kelly and Pally, so they can get that right.
It's a good idea. It's Kelly, K-E-L-L-Y. Last name is Powley, P-O-W-L-E-Y.
Excellent.
Yeah.
So if you can just hang with us a little bit, we're going
to
open the mics for everybody. So, Wendy, it's great to have you here today.
Thanks. I'm delighted to be here.
So we have Wendy Ellen. Her company is Momentum, and Wendy helps clients unleash their productivity potential. She's a trainer, speaker, consultant, and now an author of the newly published book, Enough is Enough, Get Control of Your Stuff. Welcome.
Thank you. Thank you.
Well, it's such a pleasure to have you here today. And I love the tagline of your business, which is get more life out of life.
You bet.
So can you describe how you help your clients do that, how you help them get more life out of life?
I am a firm believer that people don't need to necessarily live the way they do. And that there are skills that they might not have learned up until now in their life that if they implement, they'll get a different outcome. So I do anything from one-on-one consultations to group seminars to speaking engagements to teach people how to navigate their life on a daily basis. And I break it down into hours. You know, everybody has 24 hours in their day. How do they use it? And they can use it differently to get different results. And it's all for the people who are not happy with their life or the way they're living it. So many people have great jobs. They love what they do. They're so passionate about what they do. But the way in which they're doing it doesn't bring them joy.
So it just drains them because they feel stretched all the time.
Completely. And then they're disappointed at the end of the day because they didn't get done what they thought they were going to get done. But most likely, they were never going to get it done to begin with.
Right.
So I teach them a way to think differently about the way they navigate their life.
Well, and I love that you do that for people because I know that that's been a challenge for me in the past. And I talk to so many people that that's the way that they live their lives. They have so many things on their to-do list that, like you said, they're never going to get them all done in a day anyway. And so they set themselves up to be disappointed at the end of the day.
Absolutely. And nobody knows how to live any differently. It's the way they've been living their entire life.
Yeah. So you just came out with your book, Enough is Enough, Control of Your Stuff, which I love that title.
Thank you.
So why did you decide that now was the time to write and publish this book?
Well, you know, it never really crossed my mind. And the interesting thing is I was a writing major in college. And I have friends who are emailing me now that they know this book is out going, oh, my God, I can't believe it. If you would have asked me years ago when I was in school, if I would have ever written a book or been an author, I'd say, not on your life. It was never something I wanted. And it really was Kelly who said, I can elevate your opportunities if I can say you're an author. Well, okay, then why don't you just say I'm an author? Well, because you have to write a book in order to say that. Oh.
That little thing.
I actually have to write it. So, as you know, in June, I had a little mishap of an accident in my home. I fell and I wound up cutting my arm, and it sort of took me out of my working scene for a while to recuperate. And I realized, you know, I'm a big believer in the universe. I realized that was the universe's way of telling me that maybe now is the time to write the book, since I'm not going to be traveling, which I do a lot of, and I'm going to be staying home. Maybe this is the time to do it. So I just thought, you know, for someone that has so much to say about this topic, which I do, and I'm really passionate about it, why don't I just brain dump and put this into writing?
Well, and I know that you referenced that you had a minor mishap, and really it was quite a severe injury to your arm that took some rehab and took some recovery from. But I just want our listeners to understand that you are practicing what you preach, that you teach people how to be organized, but you also do that yourself. Because in addition to writing and publishing your book in 3 months, you also planned and your daughter just got married this past weekend, so that was happening at the same
right.
time, and you were recovering from this arm injury that you need your hand and your arm to type on the computer. So,
right.
you know, I think that that's remarkable that you were able to juggle all of those things at the same time. So how did you figure out the time in your schedule to do that? What was the process of figuring out that time?
And the process, the word process is the key. And
okay.
They were all processes. You know, I feel like I birthed a book and a wedding at the same time, and I actually did.
And you did.
Right, but I didn't do it alone. I didn't do the book alone, nor did I do the wedding alone. The first thing is just to realize that it's going to all get done. And then I am such a firm believer, like when you were talking to Kelly about her doing what she does well versus you doing what you do well and what I do well. You know, I know what I'm good at. And there are very few things, honestly, in the scheme of life that I'm really good at. And so I have learned over the years, and I've sometimes learned the hard way, to find the people that do the things that you don't do well, to do them, because they do them well. And so, there's no way I could have written this book without you. There's no way this book idea would have come into my life, probably without Kelly. Had I not had the accident, I probably would have been traveling. I probably wouldn't have had the time or made the time right now to do this. I have a speaking engagement coming up at the end of October. That was my goal. And I remember when I was talking to you at the end of June, beginning of July, I said, Vanessa, if I want to write a book and I want this book to be in my hand to sell at the back of the room on October 26th, when do you need the manuscript.
Right. And I actually sat down and put together a production schedule that showed you when things needed to happen, and you were on top of
it. I mean, you gave me a date. All you had to do was give me a date. And then I looked at it and decided, okay, if I want to write 10 chapters and I need to get you the entire thing by August 21st, break this down into weeks. How many chapters do I need to write a week? And then I cranked it out. You know, I went on vacation. I remember going to the beach for part of that in the middle of August.
Right.
The week before it was due, I was at the beach for 7 days. And that's the first time I've taken a vacation in a long time where it was kind of half vacation, half work. So I said, okay, write every morning, play every afternoon. You get to earn the right to play because you wrote in the morning. And I would get up every morning and I'd just sit down and write it. I mean, it wasn't hard to figure out what to write about because I've been speaking about this topic for the last 12 years. And the coolest thing about writing a book is if you can write the way you speak, all you're doing is putting what's in your brain and what comes out of your mouth on paper. So, you know, I always tell people who are now reading this book, you're going to laugh because you're going to hear me talking to you throughout the
right.
book. And they're all coming back to me saying, oh, my God, I hear every word. I hear every word. I know when you want to slap me upside the head, I can hear it in your voice.
Well, and I know one of the things you talk about in the book is when you work with your clients that you have them figure out their why of why they want to make changes to be more productive. So I think that that's a great example that you had a big why of why you wanted to have this book.
I had a huge why. You know what? The biggest why for this book is to find a way to get my message out to the universe, to as many people as possible. It wasn't because I wanted to be an author. It was because I had something I feel is important enough to share with people because it can benefit their life. And why not? And the interesting thing is I have two more books in me. I never thought I'd say that.
I know. Now that you've done one, you've got these other ideas.
I have a follow-up to this book, and then I have a whole other book.
Cool.
That is, that just has some great messages for people.
Well, and a few weeks ago, when we were in the process of working on your book, we were sitting and talking to some other people, and you said, you know, which I hadn't really thought of this before, but you said, you know, one of the top three resolutions people always make in the new year is that they want to be more organized. And then I went to a conference and they were saying, you know, the top issue for women is that they lack organization and they want to be more organized. So obviously people can buy your book and get all kinds of tips, but what are some tips that you could give people that they can, you know, take through this last quarter of the year to help them enter the new year feeling like they're more on top of this organization part and productivity part of their lives?
Right. Well, probably the easiest tip that I can give them is actually the title of the book, Enough is Enough, Get Control of Your Stuff. Look around you. Look around you and see what surrounds you in your life. You know, look at all the stuff you have. Look at all the clutter you have. I always talk in my workshops about how I'm 55 years old, and I'm a healthy 55-year-old, so I'm probably bound to live another 30, 40 years. And if that's the case, and I've collected 55 years' worth of stuff, if I don't get rid of the stuff I've collected over the last 55 years, where's the stuff going to go that I collect in the next 30 to 40 years?
Right.
Am I going to just keep buying storage units or renting storage units to house my stuff?
And then you don't see that stuff anyway.
Right, that I never, ever see again? So if somebody doesn't do anything else between now and the first of the year, but goes through every single space in their life and gets rid of what they don't need, they'll feel better when January comes.
See, my husband was so excited that I was working with you because he's so much a get rid of stuff person, and I've always been so much of a, you know, I like my stuff.
Right.
And so when we got married a few years ago and we were moving in together, as the movers were coming through the door with our stuff, he was like, I can't believe I married somebody with this much stuff.
Right. And what happens is it controls you instead of you controlling
right.
it when it gets out of hand.
Yeah.
And then once it's overwhelming and it starts controlling you, you're okay with living that way. And most people are okay with living that way mainly because they don't know what to do. The starting process is always the most daunting.
But it has been, you know, for me particularly, it's been quite a blessing to live with somebody who doesn't need as much stuff as what I thought I needed because it's helped me get rid of stuff.
That's great.
And it's helped me to really appreciate more the stuff that I decide to keep, which I think is a huge part of that.
You appreciate what you keep more because
right.
it's not, there's not so much of it.
Right. And so it's about choice.
Absolutely.
It's about choosing.
Absolutely. That entire book is about choices.
Right.
That entire book is about choosing to live differently and choosing to do this versus that, because that didn't get you where you want to be and this might. It's all personal experience. I can't write a book about something and be so committed and passionate about something if it didn't work for me. And it doesn't mean that just because it works for me, it's going to work for you. But, you know, as my thinking is, you know, the old saying from, I think it was the Wendy's commercial, try it, you'll like it. Try it. You might like it. You might not need everything in the book, but something in that book is going to resonate with you.
Well, and I love the quote from your husband that you have in the book where he's saying to you, you know, Wendy, you're organized because you just don't like to look for stuff.
I'm too lazy to look for things. I love that line. I love that line. I'm like, no, I don't get the point. I don't see the point in looking for things.
Right. I've got other things to do.
Right. That's a silly use of my time.
Right.
To look for something when if I just put it in the same place all the time, I know it's there.
Right. Well, and you mentioned that you've got a couple more books in you. So I'm curious what you have learned through the process of publishing this book and what maybe unexpected challenges you encountered that you'll be able to use in your next books, that you'll be able to carry over to your next books.
Well, first of all, I can't believe how easy it was. That's number one. And when people say to me, well, you a self-publisher. Well, I don't kind of feel like I'm a self-publisher because I've been using so many people to help me. But if you tell me that I am a self-publisher, fine, I will tell people that. But what self-publishing doesn't mean is that you're in there on your own doing it by yourself.
Right.
It just means that you're not going to HarperCollins to get your book published.
Mm-hmm. And that it happens in 3 months instead of 3 years.
Exactly. And that you have complete support in any area of this process that you need. So, you know, I wrote it, period. That's it. I gave you the words. But I had help in editing it, and I had help in printing it, and I had help in laying it out, and I had help in the cover and the back and all the legal stuff. I mean, all I did was write the book. And, you know, I came up with the title because I wanted the title, but if I couldn't have come up with a title, you guys would have done that for me as well.
Right.
And I knew exactly what I wanted the cover to look like, but not everybody knows that. You know, I'm one of these people. I come in completely knowing what I want things to look like. It's always in my head. And so it was so much more of an easier process than I ever expected, which absolutely makes me excited about writing the next two books.
That is awesome.
Really.
So I know that you do a lot of marketing for your business, and you're doing marketing for the book. So I'm curious how the marketing for the book is going to supplement what you're doing for your business, or what types of things you're doing to market the book.
And I'm in the very early stages of that now. Now that this wedding is behind me, I'm going full speed ahead in marketing the book and getting it out there. And I think that's really important to know, that if you're going to spend the time to write a book, Don't let it just sit in the boxes.
Right.
That would be such a waste. And it's the message I want to get out to everybody. It's not just about having my name on a book. It doesn't matter to me at all. It matters to me that somebody reads that book and says, oh my God, there's a different way of living. And I want to try this, at least try it. The social media aspect is enormous and huge. And I've been marketing that way for the last couple of weeks. I've been pre-selling the book. I've been selling the book, pre-selling it before it's even been printed. There have been, 50 people that have bought the book. So I'm going to be doing a lot more of that with Twitter and Facebook and LinkedIn. And I am talking to I'm interviewing some PR firms right now to talk about how to do that. What's the most financially viable option for me at this point? And speaking engagements. And I'm speaking at this October 26th speaking engagement in downtown Atlanta, where I'm going to have a table and selling books and drawings and giving books away. And I do a lot of speaking engagements where this is going to come in handy.
Well, and I know that you have a free couple of chapters that
yes.
listeners can actually come download. So tell them how they can do that.
You can download them by going to wendyellen.com.
And even on the front, on the homepage, there's a link.
Yes. Well, you can go right to wendyellen.com. And if you see it, you'll see the picture of the cover of the book in several places on the homepage. If you click on that book, the landing page will come up for you to download the free couple of chapters. Or you can buy the book, either or.
So they can go get a sample if they want to.
Absolutely.
And they can actually, for the next week or so, get a little bonus.
Yes.
Because it's still in the pre-publication phase, even though it's really officially launched now.
Right. I think, though, if you buy the book between now and October 15th, you get a free interview, an audio interview and script. That's also really helpful.
Excellent.
Anytime, anywhere, you can download the free chapters.
Excellent. And spell Wendy Ellen for them so they can make sure they spell it right to go to your website.
WendyEllin.
Excellent. WendyEllin.com. So, Wendy, what kind of impact do you expect this book to have on your business?
I'm honestly trying not to have an expectation. I think I don't want to set myself up. I believe that I am most likely not going to get rich on selling a 1995 book. I did it to elevate my speaking opportunities because that's what Kelly recommended. I did it because I have a message out there to share, and I will share it in as many different ways as possible to get people to see that there's a different way of living. I want to change the world one disorganized person at a time. But if I can actually hit a lot of people at the same time, that certainly would be helpful.
Well, and going back to your tagline of get more life out of your life, I think that that is so appealing to so many people because, you know, we're living our lives anyway. So why not get the most out of it and really, you know, get the juice out of it?
Absolutely. Get the joy out of it. And it all looks different to everybody. Everybody's why is different. Everybody's why for writing a book is different, and everybody's why for living an organized life is different.
Right. Well, and I know that you just, you know, we mentioned several times that you just had this wedding this weekend, that your daughter got married, and you've had all these people in from out of town. What kind of feedback did you get from the folks that were there?
Well, a lot of people didn't know I wrote a book, so they were amazed. They couldn't believe it, and they were kind of like, wait a minute, I know you had that accident in June, and I know you've been planning this wedding, and so when did you have time to do this? Well, I kind of squeezed it out and made the time for it. And it didn't feel overwhelming at all. It really didn't. And so the response has been amazing, really overwhelming. People are really excited, and people are really proud. And my siblings, I'm one of five kids. A couple of my brothers didn't even know I wrote a book. And they're like, what's this, you wrote a book? And I'm like, yeah, well, I wrote a book.
And look, here it is.
Yeah, and here it is. And no, I'm not giving it to you, even though you're related to me. It's 1995.
I love that. So we're going to open the mics, and we're going to bring Kelly back into the mix here. So, Kelly, I'm curious, now that Wendy has her book, mm-hmm. How is that going to help you in marketing her to conferences and to events and for training engagements and that type of thing?
For the reasons that I mentioned earlier and that Wendy talked about, I mean, if, you know, it gives you, it automatically elevates you in someone's, in a meeting planner's mind that this person has written a book. So they, you know, it defines her expertise, and it elevates her expertise, and it allows her, like I said, if she's not going to, you know, if there's an unpaid engagement or the fee is minimal, there are opportunities to do back of the room sales, and there are opportunities to sell to attendees. Like she said, you know, she's not going to become rich and famous off of this book, but the point is to get her message out there, like she says, and to perhaps garner more clients as time goes on, just having her name out there, just having the book out there, you know? I mean, people get to know her that way. So there's any number of ways that having this book is going to get her more business, more speaking engagements, and more consulting business.
Well, and Wendy, I think that it's interesting, too, that when I've gone to, you know, events and conferences that are day long or 2 days long, you know, your brain just gets tired. And so even though you're really interested in what the speaker's saying, sometimes you kind of gloss over some of the information. So I think it's really cool that this book then can remind people of some of the things that you're talking about, but kind of from a different angle and support. And they can read it and say, oh that's right.
Mm-hmm. Right. This book has so much value to the person who's looking to change the way they live. And one of the people who read the book and testimonialed the book talked about how every time she hears me speak, she wants to take me home with her. That's exactly what this book is. You get to take me home with you. And so when you're in your home and you're thinking, okay, I remember what Wendy said about that, or I'm not sure I remember what she said about that, it's in the book. Yeah. It's almost a guidebook. It actually, chapter by chapter, teaches you how you can deal with this element of productivity and change this particular element to get a different result, which is great. I love that she said, you know, every time I hear Wendy speak, I want to take her home with me, and now I can.
Well, and especially since you talked about, you know, you wrote in the style that you speak, and so people can actually almost hear your voice.
Yes.
I mean, when they've heard you speak, they can hear your voice when they read your book.
And I love it, because I love that the editor said to me, do you want that to be capitaled and bold? And I'm like, yes, there's a reason why I'm doing that. Okay? I'm screaming at somebody. There's a reason.
I'm making a point.
Right.
Wendy's got a great style of speaking when she does, when she's in front of an audience. She's very natural. She talks just like she's talking now. She talks very directly and is very clear about, you know, her message and what she believes in, and she's very passionate about it. And in fact, Enough is Enough, Can Control of Your Stuff is one of her most popular topics. It's the one that people want to hear about most, and they want to, you know how can I do this? And the book is Wendy.
Yeah.
You know, you get what you get when you see Wendy, that she's real.
You know, when you go to a doctor because you have a heart problem and you're 100 pounds overweight, and the doctor's trying to get through to you to make you realize that there's something that you can do on your end to help this medical problem that you have, He's sharing what he shares with you because he cares that much about you. And it's the same with me. If you're unhappy with the way you're living your life, I'm on the irreverent side, because I want to get through to you that you can make some changes that are going to make a difference in the outcome, bottom line. And sometimes it's, you know, call it tough love, call it whatever you want. I see how low stress my life is because of the way I live. And so why can't it be that way for other people?
Right. Well, and I think that little bit of irreverence sometimes is enough to help people know that you're helping them, as opposed to preaching at them.
Exactly.
That you're
exactly.
really just about exactly. helping them.
Mm-hmm. Because they have to understand, it doesn't matter to me how you live.
Right.
It's your life, not mine. People say to me, oh my God, I can't have you come and see my house. But I don't care how your house looks. It's your house.
Right. And you say, if you're happy with the way it is,
Don't change it.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Exactly. So, Kevin, I would think that you're probably a pretty organized guy.
Pretty much, yeah.
So, how does this topic resonate with you of getting more life out of your life by being able to keep things organized and in line? And
well, I'm all about the living low stress, because I hate being stressed out. So if I organize ahead of time, just plan ahead of time, it's great. And it drives me crazy. My sister-in-law, she's completely the opposite way. And her house is a mess, and it bothers me to no end. She's got four dogs, and they're gone all over the place. But to her, it's perfectly fine, because she grew up in an even bigger mess with her parents' house, if you ever go there. So it's interesting how other people value their life and do different things. But for me, I'm all about stress-free, direct to the point. I love it. It's a great message.
Well, and it does really help you accomplish so much more if you aren't having to go look for things, and you know where things are, and you know, you don't have this overall level of stress all the time, because you have to keep sorting stuff.
Oh, yeah. I mean, like, for instance, I knew I was doing this interview this morning, but it has been the last thing on my mind until this morning, because I've been, you know, I'm sending my last out-of-town visitors back to the airport this morning. But how easy was it for me to go put my hands on the directions to where this was?
Right. Mm-hmm.
In seconds. It never bothered, you know, most people would be scrambling in their emails this morning looking for that email to figure out where is it, so I can figure out what the address is to where I'm going. I had this thing MapQuested 3 months ago.
I know, and then I changed the location on you
and
last week.
And the minute you changed it, I went and MapQuested it and printed it out and put it where it needed to be, and it was just mm-hmm. so easy. And there's just no stress around the way I live my life. And that doesn't mean I'm not busy.
Right.
It just means I have control of it. It doesn't control me.
That actually means you can be busier and have
Absolutely.
More work.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. I love
That's
the message.
That's right. Yeah. Well, and our time is up. So it's been really a pleasure to have you all here. Do either of you have a last thing that you want to leave our listeners with?
No, not really. Just read my book. Find a way to get my book. Enough is Enough, Get Control of Your Stuff, WendyEllen.com. It's really got some great messages in it for you, or better yet, for someone that you know.
And if you want to get a sample, you can come get the free chapters.
Absolutely.
From WendyEllen.com.
Download the free chapters.
So, Kelly, tell folks again how they can get in touch with you.
Kelly@speaking-simplified.com. My website is speaking-simplified.com. And I would love to help you get some speaking engagements. If there's anybody out there who's looking to talk more for free or for fee, get in touch with me.
Well, and Wendy, I know that on your website you've got links to all of your Facebook and LinkedIn and that kind of thing, but you've got a great group on LinkedIn that some of our listeners might be interested in coming and joining your group. Can you tell them what that is?
Getmorelife.com.
Getmorelife.com.
Yeah.
Great. And then you've got the Moving with Momentum group.
I got the Moving with Momentum group. Here's what's interesting. I'm not even sure what I have. I have stuff that I don't even know about because I have the right people who are experts in this field. I got people. Finally. But for the longest time, I didn't have people. And so now I have people who do what they do well that are promoting me and supporting me.
Yeah. And you can focus on your strengths.
Absolutely.
Excellent. Well, thanks to both of you for being here with
thank
us
you.
Today. And Kevin, thank you for co-hosting and keeping us on track this
no
morning.
No problem. It makes it really easy when you bring interesting guests.
I know, it does.
Thanks.
And thanks again to our guests, Kelly Powley and Wendy Ellen. Right Here, Right Now is brought to you each week by Right Choice Services. Learn more about Right Choice Services and how we help individuals write the book that they've always wanted to write at rightchoiceservices.com. I hope you'll join us next week. Tell your friends about the show. In fact, send them an email right now to invite them to listen live or to the downloads. Right Here, Right Now broadcasts live every Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. Eastern at rightherewrightnow.businessradiox.com. The MP3 version of this show is going to be available later today. I'm Vanessa Lowry. Join us next time when business leaders, entrepreneurs, and professionals come together to discuss the power of the pen and its impact on their business. Right here, right now.